on the line with us, Joel Evans, who is from Geek.com. He is the chief geek at Geek.com. Joel, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about Geek.com for our listeners and viewers out there that are not familiar with it. What is Geek.com all about?
Geek.com covers the latest news and reviews the latest hardware and software that hits the market.
And because of that, you know that a lot of people this holiday season are going to be buying laptops. And so many questions about laptops. It seems like every other week we got, you know, whether it be Toshiba or Dell or HP or even some companies we may have never even heard about putting out a laptop and adding some feature to it. Geek.com has come out with a laptop buyer's guide. Tell us about this guide.
The buyer's guide actually is not your traditional laptop buyer's guide where we specifically recommend, you know, an HP brand or a Toshiba laptop. We actually built it to educate the consumer, either the super geek or even the non-technical person, so that they have as much information as possible before going in and making that purchase.
What seems to be the feature that people really want to know about the most when they're looking for a laptop?
The latest thing these days is obviously Vista, because of how much hype it's gotten. And then the second question, of course, is should I go with a Mac this year? Because it's kind of one of those questions that comes up all the time. And, you know, Apple has really taken the market, especially publicity-wise, with the iPhone. So people are naturally now taking a closer look at what Apple's putting out there.
Yeah, I think that's been one of the big questions for a lot of people is, like, with all of this information about the iPhone out there and now the iPod Touch and the new-looking Nano, are more people going to be looking at Apple Mac as a solution for them for not only laptops but also desktops?
Right. Yeah, and I think that's definitely the way. It's definitely going to be the biggest challenge for the PC manufacturers this holiday buying season. I myself recently picked up a MacBook, and I'm actually running Parallel, so in a virtual environment, I can run XP at the same time. So I've got the best of both worlds going on my side.
Yeah, we got a MacBook in from Apple to test out, and we ended up doing boot camp last Sunday, and we're surprised at just how easy. I mean, 25 minutes, we were pretty much done with it.
Yeah, it's actually it's the best Windows experience I've had for XP on any laptop, and it's kind of funny that it's a MacBook.
Now you're running Parallel. Tell us a little bit about that too, because we didn't get a chance to run that, and that is it's like the virtual PC type of thing within the Mac.
Exactly, and they've done an absolutely phenomenal job. To your point, you run boot camp, and you get boot camp up and running, and then you run Parallels. Parallels right away recognizes the XP volume, and then it does its own little self-install where it says don't touch, and there's a million different wizards that run. And in my case, I think it was about 15 minutes later, I now can drag and drop into another window, and it go right away from Mac to PC and back again.
Hey, Joel, are you using that latest version of Parallels? Because I know they released a new one, right?
Yeah, I'm using the latest and greatest. I actually just reviewed it and wrote about it in our latest newsletter because I was in shock at the ease of use of getting this whole thing up and running.
And I need to thank you for the newsletter because I'm actually stealing content from your newsletter to use on the show. So thank you, Joel. Appreciate
it. I'll give you the name of our attorney. And that's really cool. Now, do you find a lot of people wanting the kind of definition between the AMD type of processor and the Intel Core 2 processors inside of their machines? Because we get that question a lot, Joel, that people say, well, I don't understand. What is the difference, and what seems to be the best right now?
Right now, the best experience seems to be the Core 2 Duo. Of course, I'll get hammered for having said that, but I have tried more than my share of AMD, and I actually have a bunch of desktops that are running AMD's latest and greatest. But on a laptop, for a laptop experience in particular, I find the Core 2 Duo is just run circles around it as far as power saving and the amount of time I can get out of it.
What did you find in your putting this laptop buyer's guide together, which they can find at geek.com, to be like the low end experience as far as price wise? Where's going to be that price point for the holidays, and the high end experience is the winner in that one? Is it Alienware or is it Voodoo? Or is it Dell?
It's kind of neck and neck on the high end. It really depends on how much you want to tweak these things these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the recent ones that I just saw, I was over at Digital Life, and Digital Life is a conference that's really more geared towards the consumer. They can go to the in New York City, they can go to Javits Center and and look at some of the latest and greatest things out there. And what I'm seeing is the amount of power that they're packing into the laptop these days. I mean, you can't really call it a portable machine anymore because it really is like putting a desktop on your lap. But you can really play to your heart's content and never have to think about tweaking your machine again.
Yeah, it's like putting a desktop in your lap with a hibachi attached. It gets a little hot.
Yeah. Well, see, now you're saying about, you said out loud, never think about tweaking your machine again. But Joel, come on, you know, it's 6 months later.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Hey, well, it's funny you say that because I'm working on a kind of a different angle of an article for the MacBook. I'm working on a Pimping Your MacBook article right now where I actually managed to secure a laptop docking station for the MacBook, which are pretty hard to find. And then there are a couple of companies out there that allow you to actually tweak your MacBook from the standard 1 gig all the way up to 3 gigs. So you really can even have some fun with a machine that you're really not supposed to be able to customize that much.
Which is great, too, because of EA's recent announcement of them, you know, producing a lot of the titles in their game series for the Mac. I mean, that's got to be exciting for a lot of Mac users, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think, you know, what's going to happen is with, you know, we'll go on the Mac track for a minute, but what's going to happen is when Leopard hits the streets, I think people are really going to take, even that second look at the Mac yet again. And most recently, I've seen little store within a stores popping up for Apple inside of Best Buy and some other big retailers. So, you know, you can go down your rows and rows and look at all your PCs to your heart's content. And that's, again, another reason why we built the Laptop Buyer's Guide. You really can look at rows and rows of different laptops with all these different features. Or, you know, what Apple's trying to do is put this little store within a store where you see, you know, the nice wooden table with the pristine-looking machines with no cords going anywhere and, you know, pick that up in a heartbeat. But I think that's, you know, that's where the point I was getting at is that's where boot camp really comes into play, too, because there's a lot of people that are on the fence. Well, is my Mac going to be 100% compatible and this, that, and the other?
You know, we've had the question over the last couple of weeks, too, from people who are seeing these laptops coming out in the stores that are relatively inexpensively priced. But the big question is, they come with 512 megs of memory, and they run Vista. Is it possible? Are they going to have a good experience?
They will actually have a good experience. They won't have the true Vista experience with Aero and all the bells and whistles. But what's interesting is there is a product, we actually reviewed it earlier this week, from Stardock, their latest version of window blinds, actually gives you the premium Vista experience either inside of Vista or NXP. So it does a really nice job of faking a lot of the effects that they tell you need a really high-end machine to achieve.
Well, Stardock did create a lot of this stuff within the Vista shell. Even Dream Scenes now, they even have a plug-in where you can go in and you can actually get more Dream Scenes, create Dream Scenes, and do all of that for those who have Ultimate.
They do beautiful work.
Yeah, which is phenomenal.
Hey, Joel, we had a call last week from a listener who was asking about prices, and he threw out there like $300. Is that your experience on your laptop buyer's guide on your website or you know, window shopping, whatever?
For $300 for what? I'm sorry.
You know, like a Windows laptop, just something to get off the shelf and.
Yeah, what seems to be the lowest end price you guys have found in your research?
$300 seems to be a bit too low. I mean, you know, when you have the Black Friday. When you have the Black Friday days and things like that, you can probably pick one up. I did see one. I thought actually, now that I think about it, I think Circuit City was dumping them for about $350 or so.
Wow!
A couple weekends ago. But you know, traditionally, you really have to think to yourself, and we get this question all the time. You know, how long am I planning on hanging on to this thing? The technology's old. As soon as you buy it, how much do you really want to spend? I found is probably between, you know, $700 and $800 for Core 2 Duo is not uncommon, even though you'll see in the Sunday paper and a lot of the ads in retail stores, they're pricing them out for $1,100 or more. If you look around a little bit further, a lot of times CompUSA and places like that will have those instant rebates or even the mail-in rebates that take it down pretty substantially.
Now, one of the players in the motherboard market, of course, being Asus, and I really like their boards. I use them in most of my machines. But I'm wondering about the laptops. They do have laptops. Have you had a chance to take a look at those?
I haven't personally taken a look at those, but what we're finding is, you know, pretty much everyone is comparable. There was even a time where we were a little iffy on Gateway, but then Gateway started cranking out really nice machines, too.
Yeah, they've got this new Gateway 1 we're supposed to take a look at in the next few weeks, which I guess I'm sure you guys will take a look at this one, too, which has won some awards at Digital Life.
Yeah, we saw that one at Digital Life, and one of the most impressive things about it, I would have preferred a bigger screen out of the gate. It does look very streamlined. It is a really nice-looking machine. I think the biggest appeal it's going to have to people that don't know a lot about machines is there's really just one cord coming out of the back of it. So that right away is intriguing. Yeah. But what I liked from a geek standpoint is, believe it or not, it's actually upgradable. So even something that's small, a form factor where it's so tightly designed, if you take that back cover off, you can actually drop a new hard drive in.
Oh, sweet.
Which I thought was very impressive from a design standpoint. We haven't had a chance to put it to the test, but I did play with it. It was responsive. I haven't had a chance to drop a hard drive in or anything like that.
Cool. I'm sure we'll be able to keep an eye on the site and catch some of that stuff out. Now, this laptop buyer's guide, can people go there and download this? Can they read it? And what would you recommend if they're going shopping over the next month? What should they do and what should they take with them?
They can't download them, and they can print out individual pages. The way we designed it, first off, if they go to the site on any of the pages, there's a popular link to the left. If they click that, it'll open up, and in there will be the laptop buyer's guide. We're also going to put a more direct link to it on the front page. We had it up there for a little while, but we just put the press release out, and obviously some other news has hit, like the Palm Centro is out starting today, actually. So we have that with front page coverage right now. But what I recommend they do is do as much of reading as possible before doing the purchase. And what we've done with the Laptop Buyer's Guide is you can educate yourself as much as you want or as little as you want, because from every one of those pages, if you're reading about processors, we have direct links to our co-branded site that we did with Price Grabber.
Right.
And inside that co-branded site, if you click on any of those links, you'll see a configuration widget down the left-hand side where you can pretty much click out and make exactly the machine that you want. Even on the Mac side, if you're privy to Macs and wanted to see how low you could go, so to speak, you can do some configuring there, too. So we tried to make it as easy as possible and as well as deep as possible. Our chief technologist, Rob Hughes, wrote up the laptop buyer's guide, and we're going to be refreshing that as conditions warrant, obviously. We rewrote it in a different style this time,
right,
so that if a new processor comes out, it's a one-page change, and everyone's up to date.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Now, we had a question in the chat room. Somebody wanted to know, are we ever going to see Mac with prices that are maybe lower than the $1099? I mean, are we going to get into that area, especially with the MacBook, you think, a price drop? Have you heard any rumblings about that?
I have a feeling we're going to see it. I mean, what's interesting is the biggest rumblings now are about the true ultra-portable finally coming out from Mac.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously not going to be the one that's below $1,000, but potentially it'll push the rest of the line down. For what they're doing right now, the baseline MacBook is a very powerful machine. You just can't rip a DVD. So that's kind of what's going to force people right away to go, all right, so can I really afford to pick up the baseline and still have all the functionality? And one of the things that happened for us, I wrote up a feature when I first got the MacBook, kind of my first 15 minutes with the MacBook, and immediately I was hammered, of course, in our comments. You know, how could you pay a premium for the MacBook? I can get the same functionality for, you know, $700 or $800 on the PC side.
Right.
And again, I think what it has to be is how much time do you want to spend making things work the way you want them to work? And I'm a big Windows fan. Again, that's why I'm running Parallels with XP on the back end. I had Vista on the back end. It was not the experience I was hoping for in Parallels, so I brought it back down to XP.
Yeah.
But again, it's, you know, a lot of people, they want to turn on their computer, especially these days. The most common thing I hear is, I want to browse the web, and I want to share my photos, and I want to play with my photos. You know, Vista has all that, too. XP has all that, too. But again, who wants that experience? Luckily, one of the first things that was happening, I couldn't even recommend Vista to people for an upgrade option because these machines were being loaded with so much bloatware.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, when you first buy a machine, you don't want to spend 45 to an hour clicking through all these things. And then I had a personal friend of mine told me she was on the phone with Toshiba for 4 hours, the day after she bought it, because it had so much bloatware she didn't even realize what she was uninstalling or configuring. And, you know, next thing you know, they're running the Restore CD and bringing the thing back to the baseline. So
Yeah. And there are some definite culprits in that just haven't gotten the message from people, although there are some that haven't and are loading it without any of the extra and giving you the option to install it from CD, which is the best way to go.
Yeah, I think they definitely have learned their lesson. I think they rolled it out that way and got the consumer backlash, and that was the end of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Joel, it's been great talking to you. Are you guys going to be at CES this year?
We will. There's going to be a few of us at CES this year.
We'll have to schedule. We're going to be broadcasting there from there on the Sunday just before with all the forklifts and everything else. So we'll definitely have to hook up and have you on the show. We'd love to talk to you there.
That would be great. I'd love it.
Good deal. Joel Evans, geek.com. That's the website you want to go to. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks
all
for
right,
having me.
Take care.